Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust. Brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
NHS organisations have been asked to strengthen their defences against cyber attacks following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NHS England's Chief Operating Officer, Sir David Sloman, has said, following Russia's further violation of Ukraine's territorial integrity, the National Cyber Security Centre has called on organisations in the UK to bolster their online defences and undertake priority activities to further strengthen cyber security resilience. So today I'm talking to Andrew Wright, Head of Cyber Security and Information Assurance in the Trust. Welcome, Andrew. You've recently started here. Can you talk a bit about your role?
Yes. Thank you, Lucy, for the welcome. I have joined the Trust recently from the London Ambulance Service and have taken responsibility for cybersecurity and information assurance across both Hillingdon Hospitals Trust and London Northwest University Hospitals Trust. I have teams in both locations, and mainly the role is to review and address digital threats to the running of the Trust while protecting the confidentiality, availability, and integrity of our staff and patients' data. Generally, this means monitoring, upgrading our defences, working with our project teams who are transforming the digital footprint of the Trust. And we try and ensure that any future technology and suppliers meet our minimum digital standards and that we don't introduce any weaknesses into the footprint of the Trust. It's essential that the services of the Trust are digitally robust and continue to function as needed by our staff for our patients.
So what are we as a Trust doing to secure ourselves against a possible online threat at this time?
It's very busy. We have a very strong ongoing program of work to protect the Trust from a whole variety of digital threats. When we're told about increased risk, we investigate and prioritise as necessary. We collaborate heavily with other NHS and central government organisations. And also fellow trusts within the Northwest London sector.
Lots of work for your team. Is there anything that staff can do to reduce the risks of an attack happening?
Yes, there is. It's a whole trust effort to protect ourselves going forward. The bad agents, the people that want to attack us, use a whole raft of known vulnerabilities and also unknown vulnerabilities. But the main one that's applicable to colleagues is using phishing emails.
What is a phishing email exactly?
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? It's a play on the words with phishing, as in phishing with a rod and reeling in and pulling the fish out of the water. Generally, phishing emails are sent very broadly to lots of people in the hope that one or two of those people will do what the attacker wishes. The emails are designed to try and get the recipient to do something that then makes them susceptible to fraud or hacking. The most common ways are clicking a link in an email or more recently in Teams messages. Our general advice against phishing attacks to staff are only click on a link if you're certain that it makes sense to do so. Are you expecting this email or this link or from the sender? Be wary of messages that ask you to unsubscribe from mailing lists or maybe a survey or some other kind of link. We ask staff to be aware about that their digital presence extends beyond the Trust. don't use your NHS login details for shopping or for any of the social media sites that might be compromised. And please make sure that you use unique passwords on any of your memberships or logins, wherever they are within the trust or in your personal lives. Emails that look suspicious, please report to Digital Services, especially if they've got attachments. Please don't be threatened or subject to marketing spam. If you need help, please reach out to the help desk.
And the details of where to report those suspicious emails are on the internet and go out in the staff newsletter, Trustee News. So the biggest successful cyber attack on the NHS was the WannaCry ransomware attack in 2017, which forced more than 80 trusts to shut down their IT systems. How did our trust cope with that event?
I think there was quite a few sleepless nights, but yeah. But our hospitals were not infected directly. But it was a very, very nervous time. One of the challenges with cybersecurity is that the bad agents, the attackers, can be inside your systems for weeks, months before you're even aware of it. So you never always know when you're safe, really. But we had good security defenses. We had a really good cyber security manager and team, mm-hmm. And that protected the trust from the attack. Although following a review of the national lessons learned, our systems were improved and extended afterwards.
I suppose it's something you need to continually keep on top of and follow guidance.
Absolutely. It's a job that never finishes, unfortunately. As soon as you roll out one solution, there's potentially other solutions that you need to look at as well in slightly different areas. But ultimately, we're protecting the data for the benefit of our patients and staff. So it is very important. Looking at our firewalls, our antivirus, to make sure that they are as up to date as they can be, reviewing backups, and making sure that we have the capability of restoring our trust to operation if we were unfortunately to be attacked.
Yeah.
So that's all important.
Wow, sounds like you're doing an amazing job. Thank you for joining us, and continue on with your strong program of security. And thanks for the advice for all the staff in helping to protect the trust.
Thank you very much, Lucy.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.